The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
And Aaron, I don't know if you've talked about this, but I've just been getting messages from a few people, trusted sources, about maybe the most highly visible unvaxxed person in our state. And that's the coach of the WS Cougars.
Yeah.
So what I'm hearing, and if I'm repeating something you've already told our audience.
No.
I'm hearing the athletic director at Wazoo has called a mandatory all-player meeting at 5:30 this afternoon.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing too, yeah.
Yeah, so no indication if Rolovich is getting fired. But the guy, what does he make, $3.8 million a year?
That's right.
And we believe, or he's admitted now, that he was seeking a religious exemption. And that is... that's quite the principled stand to walk away from $3.8 million a year when you finally get the kind of job that is incredibly rare to get, that you've been striving for probably his entire professional life. And then to walk away from that job, that money, if that's what's, and we don't know if that's what's happening. But we do know there's a 5:30 mandatory player meeting.
Yeah, I've been looking at some of the people who cover Wazoo football. They usually get the practice schedule for the week, Nick Rolovich's 2 p.m. Zoom meeting that happens every Monday. Well, that hasn't happened. And so they are, yeah, it doesn't look good for Rolovich. I would venture to guess that he might not be part of the team by the end of the day.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Just because of the, like I said, the scarcity of those jobs.
Yeah.
All right, we'll keep close eye on it. Thanks, Aaron.
Yep.
Okay, we are coming to you from the Carter Subaru studio. Welcome to our top stories this hour. And Sean, did I tell you what I was doing for Big Lead already?
You sure did, Dory.
Did I say we had breaking news first?
You sure did, Dory.
Well, then let's get right to the Big Lead.
The Big Lead. Breaking news.
Yeah, because we are now getting updated on what the White House is saying about China testing a hypersonic missile this weekend. Now, this is a missile that can be outfitted with a nuclear warhead. And I will tell you, this is what happens when you put somebody whose brain isn't working right as president of the United States of America. We predicted this a couple of weeks ago when he completely botched the pullout of Afghanistan, got 13 of our service members killed, was the person in charge, the commander in chief, when we sent a drone missile that killed 7 children in Afghanistan and the adults they were with. And so China knows that right now the United States would be in as great a position of vulnerability as maybe we've ever been. Because when you have Joe Biden as president, you don't get any type of decisive leadership, and they would have to quickly invoke the 25th Amendment because his mind is simply not working right to be president. So the White House just moments ago has responded to China sending up a hypersonic nuclear-capable missile and testing it over the weekend, and this is why I say that we should all be very scared of having Joe Biden not in charge.
Can you comment on reports that China tested a nuclear-capable hypersonic missile over the summer to the surprise of U.S. officials? Are these accurate, and do these raise concerns about China's nuclear capabilities?
Well, I know General Secretary Austin, I should say, was asked this question this morning and addressed it, but I'm not going to comment on the specific report. I can say and would echo what he said, which is generally speaking, we've made clear our concern about the military capabilities that the PRC continues to pursue. And we have been consistent in our approach with China. We welcome stiff competition, but do not want that competition to veer into conflict. And that is certainly what we convey privately as well.
Yeah, in other words, we have nobody in charge. Guaranteed that China wouldn't do this if we had a strong president. In the case of Donald Trump, a strong president who had just a little bit of crazy in him, just enough crazy to make China think, they could retaliate. We better hold off on this. Also, cyber attacks that have originated in China are stepping up. against the United States. That has also now been confirmed by the White House. So the Chinese are attacking our computer networks, our digital infrastructure, and they're sending up nuclear-capable hypersonic missiles. This would not happen if we had somebody who had all of his mental faculties in the president of the United States office. And the scariest thing is they can invoke the 25th Amendment, and then you get Kamala Harris as president, who has not made one foreign policy decision in her entire life and has no clue. She gets assigned to be the border czar. She doesn't even go to the border. She likes making fake videos with child actors who are supposedly really interested in space. But no, they're just child actors. But she's just an actress playing a role, and that's all we're getting right now. Got actors playing roles. And meanwhile, China, you know, well, we send up these commercials for our army about, you know, the recruits with two moms, and Russia is sending out recruiting videos of guys with rippling muscles. We're making it mandatory to draft women or to have women register for the Selective Service, which is unprecedented. Because I'm trying to think how to phrase this, because you know I don't like getting in trouble. Men fight wars. Men fight wars. Now, there have been a lot of great, noble, brave women soldiers. I know that. But, you know, they volunteer because they are deeply committed to country and to doing whatever they can for America. But a draft is very, very different. If somebody doesn't want to be there, male or female, it's an entirely different equation. But we've learned over the years that men who are drafted against their will, they still can be trained to be soldiers. But if you're just drafting women who don't have any interest in being soldiers, I'm not sure that you're going to have the best fighting force against North Korea, China, Russia. And that's the challenge right now. And I say that, you know, somebody who, now I love my three daughters. I hope that there are no wars that they would ever be drafted to fight. But we do things for social justice perception, because it doesn't actually add to social justice to make women register for the draft. It puts women in a more vulnerable life situation, because fighting wars can be a horrible thing. And again, we have noble, great women warriors in our military. But for the draft, the war is still something that's a horrible, ugly thing. And there's still a part of me that believes that us fathers, husbands, dads, I guess fathers and dads was redundant there, that we should still be protectors of our women to a great extent. It's a very old-fashioned value, I know. But I'm never going to bend it just so I can sound like I'm part of woke culture. So that's the latest on the Chinese missiles and now the cyber attacks that have been launched. Then we have a couple more things with Joe Biden that are coming into us. So he was talking to a group of kids this morning. And as we've told you, there are 20-minute montages on YouTube of Joe Biden very inappropriately touching little girls, rubbing their hair, rubbing their shoulders, pulling them close to him, them looking terrified in many cases. And he said, okay, I've crossed some boundaries. I'm not going to do that again. Well, he's telling this classroom today, and when he starts talking to a little girl, you see her from behind, I'm guessing they're about 9 or 10 years old. She's a little blonde-haired girl.
I used to love to drive.
Okay, and right now when he says, and they don't let me drive anymore, he's got his hand on her hair, and he's kind of stroking her hair, And then he puts his nose in the top of her head. I don't know if he was kissing the top of her head. I don't know if he was sniffing her hair. But that's the visual that accompanies that, is he's got his face buried in this little girl's hair. And it is so inappropriate. It is so disgusting. I don't know if he knows what he's doing anymore, because he knows he's been criticized for fondling little girls in very public places, you know, as he was swearing their moms and dads into the Senate. He knows he's been criticized. I don't think he is mentally capable of understanding that he's still crossing quite a boundary here. But you'll see this. I'm sure you'll see this before the day is through. It is as creepy as heck.
I used to love to drive. They don't let me drive anymore. And I had a beautiful Corvette sitting in my garage.
And when I'm out of the White House, I'll take you for a spin in it. Oh, I got one more for you from Biden. He was talking earlier today about how involved he was in the civil rights movement.
And he looked at me and said, Joe, you should run. I said, but I feel strongly about all these issues, but I got involved in the civil rights movement and the war. He said, Joe, you should do it.
I got involved in the civil rights movement, he says. 1987, Joe, did you get involved in the civil rights movement too?
During the 60s, I was, in fact, very concerned about the civil rights movement. I was not an activist. I worked at an all-black swimming pool in the east side of Wilmington, Delaware. I was involved. I was involved in what they were thinking, what they were feeling. I was involved, but I was not out marching. I was not down in Selma. I was not anywhere else. I was a suburbanite kid who got a dose of exposure to what was happening to black Americans when I'm in my own city. Work there, one, the only white employee is the only white lifeguard, and the 13 or 14 lifeguards, to find out that many of these guys lived in that city their whole life, a small city, and never knew a white man.
Oh, so he was not involved in the civil rights movement, according to that soundbite. But today he says he was involved in the civil rights movement. To Joe Biden, his involvement in civil rights was working at a swimming pool that had a lot of black employees. That was his definition of that. Oh my goodness. It's getting foggier and foggier every single day as we watch our president. It's really sad. It's really sad to see. Up next in the big lead.
The big lead. Top trending.
You've been hearing about all of the state employees who are losing their jobs, and one of them has signed off from his final call of service with Washington State Patrol. Trooper Robert LeMay, he gave his final sign-off yesterday. He did not want to be fired, but he is unvaxxed. And the way he chose to sign off, he took a very direct and personal message with our governor.
This is my final sign-off. After 22 years of serving the citizens of the state of Washington, being asked to leave because I am dirty. Numerous fatalities, injuries. I've worked sick. I've played sick. We buried lots of friends over these years. I'd like to thank you guys. I'd like to thank the citizens of Yakima County, as well as my fellow officers within the valley. Without you guys, I wouldn't have been very successful, and you've kept me safe and got me home to my family every night. Thank you for that. Wish I could say more, but this is it. So State 1034, this is the last time you'll hear me in a state patrol car. And Jay Inslee can kiss my...
And Jay Inslee can kiss my bleep. So, yes, there are an awful lot of public employees who are not fans in the very slightest of Jay Inslee. All right, one more thing for you in the... the big lead is what we're doing here. Another person who's been a very vocal opponent of the vaccine is ESPN's Sage Steele. She did not want to get the vaccine, but finally she did, because she was going to be fired by ESPN for not getting it. So she caved in. She did something with her body that she did not want to do. I don't know Sage Steele personally. My friend Brock does, and he tells me that she is one of the most wonderful people you would ever meet, a woman of strong faith and a woman of great talent. She's just fantastic on the air. Sage Steele, finally, to keep her job, she got the vaccine against her will. Over on MSNBC, they have somebody like named Tiffany Cross. And, oh, she's upset with Sage Steele. She's upset with Van Jones, who's been criticizing Joe Biden. If you are black and you don't toe the line, MSNBC hates you.
Carlos Watson, Sage Steele, Van Jones. What do these three folks have in common? Well, they're all people who have been prompted up by wealthy or powerful white Americans, and yet we, the keepers of the culture, don't really rock with any of them like that. Now, obviously, the three of these folks are most definitely black faces. However, they're not necessarily black voices.
So, if you have a black face, but you say something that the masses disagree with, then your voice is not black. Is it possible that black Americans represent a variety of viewpoints across the political spectrum, across the social spectrum? Is that possible that maybe not everybody has to think the exact same way? That's tyranny, when you force somebody to think a certain way. And if not, you go on your government prompted up television network, MSNBC, and man, you just rip anybody who doesn't think like you. It's amazing tyrannical times, isn't it? Oh, man, that is your big lead this hour.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
Mamas! Daddies! I know you thought I was going to start Bohemian Rhapsody with the mamas part, right? Mamas and daddies, are you going to get your 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old vaxxed? Because it's now mandatory in California. Jay Inslee suggests that it is coming to Washington. And Joe Biden says they have now secured the vaccine for 5 to 12-year-olds so they can start getting vaxxed. Are you going to do that with your kid? We'll talk about it next, right after we check the news, here on the Dory Monson Show. Oh, man. There is one crime that I find particularly heinous, and that's people who tamper with food. There was a guy, he's worked at a Subway up in the New England states. He's worked at a Subway for a couple of years now. And he decided to make a couple of videos this weekend. And in one of them, it sounds like the store is closed because at the end he says, yes, turn off the alarm. But in one of them, he has all the tomatoes and meat slices in the bathroom, and he's lined them all up, overlapping on the toilet rim. And presumably, he put them back in the bin to feed people after that. And then he has others where all the other condiments are on the floor of the bathroom. I wish that there could be a longer prison sentence for anybody who do something like that. And I was also thinking, if anybody watched that, I mean, it turns my stomach, and you know, I don't want the local franchisees to be hurt by this. But man, anybody who sees it is going to have a tough time eating there. And then he sings this. He's a rapper too, and it's really pathetic. Oh, poor me! None of my friends call me anymore. Nobody likes me. Gosh, I wonder why.
Dollar loss, turn a 40 grand. If you never faced addiction, you won't comprehend. So I hope you'll never understand. Did this to myself and I feel ashamed. Can't be mad at you for my choices. I'm no one to blame. Still, I needed help. You ignored me and just turned away. But I'm used to being on my own, so I'm still okay. I think I'm better off on my own. But I'm tired of being alone. Why should I pay my bill if no one's calling my phone?
And it goes on and on from there. But this is the guy who's putting meat slices on the toilet rim in the bathroom at a Subway. Oh, we need some punishment for that crime. It's so disgusting. Are you going to vaccinate, moms and dads, are you going to vaccinate your little kids? Because this is one where, you know, I've said all along, everybody should make their own decision. And every day I get a couple of texters say, so why did you get vaccinated? I got vaccinated because I had my own personal medical reasons to get vaccinated. It made sense for me. And so that was my reason. I'm not going to go into the details of it. But I think that everybody should be free to make their own decisions. But I just think vaccinating five-year-olds is, it makes no sense. Five-year-olds have a much better chance of being killed by a lightning strike than from COVID. I mean, by great multiple times, more in danger from lightning than COVID. And so it certainly does appear that Joe Biden and Jay Inslee are headed in that direction. So Joe Biden, just this morning, he put out a little video, and he makes it quite clear that he is planning to get the vax to the children ASAP.
Now, I know parents out there are anxiously waiting for a vaccine for children ages 5 to 11. The good news is...
You know, I don't know any parents who are anxiously awaiting a vaccine for their 5 to 11-year-olds. Because they know their 5 to 11-year-olds are perfectly fine without the vaccine. And most parents are making the decision that they're not going to get the vax inside their 6-year-old because there's no medical reason to do so. But he says they're anxiously waiting.
Is the FDA and outside experts from the CDC are set to make its determination as to whether the vaccine will be authorized for that age range in the next few weeks. If authorized, we are ready. We have purchased enough vaccines for all children between the ages of 5 and 11.
Listen, they have not been authorized, but the United States government, meaning you and me, the United States taxpayers, have already purchased this vaccine. So we're buying stuff that has not yet been authorized. I guess we know that it will be authorized. I guess that's a fait accompli. And so who benefits? Well, Moderna and Pfizer, they benefit. If the United States government is already sending hundreds of billions of dollars, gotta keep that quarterly revenue coming in for all their billionaire owners now.
In the United States. And it'll be convenient for parents to get their children vaccinated at trusted locations. And families will be able to sleep easier at night knowing their kids are protected as well.
If you're not sleeping because you're afraid that your 8-year-old is going to get violently ill and die from the virus, you need a better perspective on life. You need a better grip on reality. And if a vaccine makes you sleep better when there's no medical benefit for children to getting the vaccine. And Jay Inslee, he has indicated that the vaccine for under 12-year-olds is coming to our state as well.
It's something we will consider. We have not made any decisions one way or another in this regard. But it does make a lot of sense to realize that we have vaccination requirements for our students right now. It's one of the reasons we've been able to avoid these terrible pandemics for other diseases.
And so he's made pretty clear, California's already doing it. Mandatory vaccines for the children, the ones that have been approved, mandatory, or else you can't go to school, public or private. And so it sounds like it's coming to our state. Joe Biden says it's coming to America very, very soon. We've already paid for it. So you know it's going to get approved because nothing stands in the way of hundreds of billions of dollars. Always, always, always follow the money. And I'm just curious. For moms and dads, our new text line, 888-973-CHIRO, 888-973-5476. Are you going to get your 5 to 11-year-old vaccinated? And if you are a hard no, are you willing to live with the consequences if Jay Inslee does what California is doing and says you cannot go to public or private school unvaccinated? Man, What a horrible position to put parents in. But this is about power. This is a power-mad person that we're talking about right now. And he's got these extra-constitutional powers, and we're still in a declared emergency, and he wants to keep it a declared emergency. Did you, I hope you heard the story that we broke on Friday's show, that they are hiring a vaccine coordinator in Washington State for up to $72,000 a year salary. And that person, their job is funded through June of 2024. If we're hiring a vaccine coordinator and we're telling that person you are funded through 2024, that means Jay Inslee is confident that we're still going to have to be getting the vaccine. So for you and me, if you've gotten your two, now you need your booster. Then you'll need your second booster and your third and your fourth. Got to keep it flowing through June of 2024. That'll keep the money flowing to Moderna and Pfizer. That will keep the vaccine flowing into our veins. It'll keep the kickbacks flowing to all the people who are pushing one of the most amazing takeovers of personal freedom in the history of our nation. Follow the money. All right, quick time out, and then we'll count down our favorite sound bites of the day. Awesome audio coming up next. And down the stretch we come. What a day, what a day, what a show. Hey, Sean, did you hear what happened on Friday?
No, what happened?
Friday show? Well, you were working in production.
Yeah.
So Brady was running the board. I really like Brady. He's a great young man. He does a really good job. But at 2:30 on Friday, he even confirmed it with me first. He goes, and we played Dead Mouse at 2:30 coming out of the news. I said, yeah, yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. He played a different Dead Mouse song.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you should have seen the text messages, Sean.
Really?
People were distraught. Yeah.
That's so crazy. I love that. People really have your back.
They were just... And then we quickly got I Remember up and running.
But, okay.
Yeah, it was amazing how many listeners thought it was an absolute crisis to not hear that at that time of day.
Yeah, I'll have to go and listen back. I'm curious what the song is that he played. Was it a random... Did you ask him, was it a random one?
I have no idea. Okay. I know one Dead Mouse song.
Yep.
And it's I Remember.
Yep.
So yeah, give it a listen, though. Okay. All right. This is the time when we like to count down our favorite sound bites of the day.
This is Dory Monson's Awesome Audio Clips of the Day.
A couple of hours ago, I talked to a firefighter named Mike who is not getting the vax, and after a 22-year career with the fire department, it's all over after today. You are not vaccinated. They've been telling us that a bunch of people were vaccinated and they just waited till today, and they're getting a last minute rush of people who are complying. You are not going to be one of those people, Mike?
No, Dory. I'm a hard no on the vaccination. That's
okay.
Correct.
Tell me why.
Well, what's your entry point? The demonic methodology for this whole thing, the fact that it's being coerced. If it's your freedoms as an individual, if it's the fact that I believe they're dangerous to people, if it's it ticks all the boxes. It's defending the future of my country and my society for my children, for their freedom to decide. The aborted fetal stem cells that are part of these vaccines. I'm a hard no. My no is 8 feet deep in concrete and steel.
In the vault is his no. And Mike's 50 years old, and he's walking away from a decent-paying job, even though he has 9 kids to feed. 9 kids! God bless you, sir.
Oh, thank you, Dory. But you know what? People have no idea how beautiful it is. I highly encourage, it's been wonderful. The smartest thing I ever did is married a wonderful woman who's homeschooled them all, and so yeah.
And he said that his family is united behind his decision.
When we were asked to wear a mask as part of the costume for this whole thing, I knew. I didn't know exactly when, but I knew mandatory vaccinations were to come. And so, the conversations have been ongoing in our house, and we're blessed that we are 100% united as a family against this. This is not, you either choose God or you choose mammon. You can't. I mean, we were all straddling the fences for years, but
yeah.
It's time for us to stand up.
And so he is standing up. And I did play him the soundbite where Jay Inslee says he's quitting, because the reality is he's getting fired.
Mr. Inslee knows darn well what he's doing. The mayor knows darn well what she's doing. This is part of the destruction of the culture of our society, our very how we operate. This is a controlled demolition, and it's been going on for a long time. Anybody who's drive down 3 Avenue South in my district, in the Soto District, or down 4th Avenue South between Spokane and Royal Brome, and it looks like South Central L.A. now, right?
Yeah.
So he's completely disingenuous. He knows what he's doing. He's working from a playbook, and I encourage anybody out there, don't just get a dopamine hit off of what I'm saying. Stand up and do something. Call. Make a phone call. Write a letter. It doesn't matter which side of the political spectrum you're on. This is not about left or right. This is about us and our freedoms as Americans and defending our children.
We will get numbers later today on how many firefighters, how many Seattle cops, how many King County sheriffs, deputies, and detectives are going to be fired. But what does this mean for public safety?
The city of Seattle is choosing to take the hardest line possible, and they are creating, they're going to create brownouts. We're going to get rid of all the aid cars. Where there'll be brownouts in stations. Where you see a ladder truck and a fire engine, there may only be a ladder truck there. So this is not about public health. This is about public death.
Well, and you heard this morning that the Seattle schools canceled 145 school bus routes. So parents had to scramble just to get their kids to and from school. But what if mom and or dad are working and the kids just have to walk to school? What's more dangerous? To cave into this COVID mandate, or for kids to walk to school and have to mix it up with vehicles? I would suggest walking to school is probably 1,000 times more dangerous than not being vaccinated. 1,000 times more dangerous, which is what those drivers are, school bus drivers, because they had to lay so many of them off. None of these decisions are being made for a true risk-reward analysis, which is what you should be doing. If you are a politician, just like if you're a CEO, I do it in most aspects of my life as a husband, as a father, that risk versus reward. That seems to be missing from the government, however. Hey, it's spread all the way to Germany. They don't seem to like Joe Biden there either.
Let's go, Brandon!
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 Let's go, Brandon! I think that's my new show lead-in at the beginning of the afternoon. And then finally, Jamal Adams of the Seahawks on Sunday Night Football when they introduce all the players.
Jamal Adams, I'm the best in the nation!
Best in the nation? You haven't been earning that $17 million a year. You aren't even close. Yeah, that's another story for another day. All right, that's going to do it for us today. Thanks for hanging out with us this afternoon. Appreciate everything that you bring with all your tips, all your great comments. The Tom and Curly Show is coming up next night. We'll see you back here tomorrow. High noon. And
I could just spread him on a cracker.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're really a fantastic audience.